In a Far Off Place by Patricia Phelan.
I walked into your daughter's minimalistic living room, shocked at what I saw. There you were sitting upright in a wooden straight chair, jammed between a sofa and a leather armchair. Your silver hair was neatly brushed. Your flannelette PJs, dressing gown, fur slippers made me stare. You see, I never saw you in that kind of wear. To me, you were always immaculate, the lady who took great care. Your eyes closed, saliva dripped from the side of your mouth. Your sweet face puffed, cigarette burned down to the white filter bit. You did not know I was there. There is no name for your trance. Where is the lady who loved to dance? It is only a few months ago that you and I were so full of joy when we visited the fair in the K Club and tasted the fair, and you felt the summer rain upon your face. How you laughed when we, my husband and I, asked the guy to give you a lift in his gold golf cart back to our waiting car. We had such a fun day. That day you came out to play. The winter closed in and you got the flu. Left your own home that meant so much to you. Planning to go back in a while. Back to conversations on the phone. While you sipped your wine and only sometimes felt alone. Then your eyes opened for a while. You saw me and you smiled. Your blue eyes bright as the sky that warm summer's day. And I asked, why and how long were you sitting in that very straight chair? The second cigarette you lit had gone to ash. The second cup of tea gone cold, just sat and sat. Your poor body was there, but where had your spirit gone? What had taken your life and sent it on the run? You were in someone else's home. Are you waiting to go to your own dwelling place? I put my arms around your shoulders. Tears wetted my eyelids at a life encased in a far-off place.